Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
John Dernan must be a happier chappy this morning after the Reds win over Spurs. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Come on, there must be lots of positives you can extract from this one.
Oh, delighted, absolutely delighted. It was just what we asked for. I think didn't see it coming, I'll be honest with you, with the form we were in. But just looking back, I mean, talking about it over the weekend with friends, it's very rare that teams from the top four, top five, turn Liverpool over. The only worry I had was the form we were going into. And like I said, I have no worries playing against the top four or five teams at Anfield because, like I said, a lot of them don't perform and don't turn up. And that's certainly what happened with Tottenham.
But a lot of the top teams try and play their own game, don't they? Which is a bit more expansive. And it certainly gives Liverpool the opportunity to get into the game. And that often puzzles me a little bit because you've seen what the teams further down do to make it tough for the Reds. But some of the teams in the top six don't seem to want to try to employ those tactics.
Yeah, totally agree with you. I think that's why you've got to admire a bit. Again, you've got to point the finger at Mourinho. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He knows how to stifle teams. And that's where you've got to say to him, hold your hands up sometimes and say, yeah, he knows. You know, he's got the draw he wanted or he's got the result he wanted by stifling Liverpool. And I think he's the only one who seems to get the better of them at times. So, yeah, it is puzzling. But I think if teams who haven't got the caliber of player like the top four or five teams, you then want to come out and try and play, beat Liverpool, you know, say at their own game, they usually get tanked. So, yeah, it is a bit worrying. Not worrying, it is a bit puzzling sometimes, Steve, but I think you've got to give credit to Liverpool. I think Liverpool were outstanding, especially first off on Saturday.
Now, you could pick a number of players out, but obviously Sadio Mane for his goals. But Gini Wijnaldum was absolutely excellent. And at a time where you're looking at this midfield and sometimes Emre Can's getting a game and sometimes it's Wijnaldum, you do wonder why it's not just one player cemented in, why it isn't just Wijnaldum.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he comes to the fore. I think he's showing the fans, especially on Saturday, what a player he can be. I think as well, there's a lot of things you can look at and say it's the first time Mane, Coutinho, Firmino, Lallana, we say Wijnaldum all played. I think that's the only team that they've all been together since we went topic at Watford I was looking at. So again, you've got to look at them factors to think, well, it's just not something. It's something that they've obviously worked on and trained and they played together. So they played together so well. So like I said, it was a big plus for all of them to be in the same team at one time on Saturday.
What is it that Wijnaldum offers, do you think? What really helps?
I think he's got that defensive quality that you need, obviously, to recover. But he can turn his defence into attack so quick. I think his passing range, it could be better, but it has improved. And like I said, I just think his overall athletic ability, I think, you know, you talk about Henderson getting around the pitch, but like he showed on Saturday, I think he's got a bit more quality than Henderson, in fact, more agility as such. And I think he's here deceptive in getting away from people.
Yeah, I think so as well. So after the break as well, they held on to the lead and they were very canny, if you like, with the way they dealt with the game and that position, a commanding 2-0 lead. But of course, against the Spurs, you never quite know how it's going to pan out. So real professional display by the Reds.
Well, I think they've learned a lesson from the Bournemouth games, especially. I think, you know, if they'd done that against Bournemouth, we wouldn't have been talking about, obviously, the calamity that happened. But, yeah, they've took a 2-0 lead. It could probably surprise them a bit that they were leading 2-0. But, yeah, it was a professional performance second half, and they never looked like scoring. I think they had one shot right near the end. So, yeah, it was fully deserved. And, like I said, Tottenham, no, they never really turned up, but I think it was partly down to the way we performed.
How many of the final 14 fixtures can they win? What do you think Liverpool can do between now and mid-May?
Well, this is the damning verdict, Steve. Where if we our next game, and we had to win Saturday, would be such a bit of a break now to the next game. But the next game is Leicester, and we look at the form Leicester in, and there's two ways of looking at it. As the break come at the wrong time for Liverpool, as the break come the right time for Leicester, because they have to recoup. They've got a while before they, obviously, I know they've got Champions League, But I think their priority is staying in the Premiership. So just a couple of factors you can look at. Wrong time for Liverpool, right time for Leicester, or to spin it round, I don't know. But we've got to be going to Leicester in form there and just thinking about taking nothing but 3 points, because you look at the Tottenham result and that'll just mean nothing if we don't get 3 points at Leicester.
Well, surely there can only be one winner in that game, Derns, given the form they're in. They're devoid of any confidence.
Well, you say them team like that against teams like Burnley, Bournemouth, Swansea at home, you think it's a forgiven. It doesn't work like that, Steve, just the way we've been playing. So hopefully we've hit the form, we've turned the corner, the confidence is back, and like you said, they've got to be going to that game full of confidence and only one thing in their mind is to win that game in 3 points. Because if they don't, again, they'll slip up.
Now they're off to a bit of warm weather, a training camp in La Manga. A little bit of a break, although I'm sure Jurgen Klopp won't make it easy for them.
No, it'll be a bit of a break. They'll have a bonding session. I'm sure they'll let them have a little drink. Not mad. I think, you know, like you said, they'll all get together. They'll have the meal together. They'll be allowed to let their hair down a bit. They'll be playing golf. They'll have all activity. I'm sure they'll have something. But it's nice, but I'm sure it'll keep them ticking over and working, because the season's only probably just beginning to start now. So, it won't be a jolly up, but it'll be a nice time for them to let their hair down a little bit. And I think they need it. Think they need to, and let's kick on for the last part of the season.
Did you ever get a break, Derns? Did any of your clubs ever take you away? Did Portsmouth whisk you off to the sunnier climes?
Yeah, we got whisked off to Bournemouth once from Portsmouth. Which, you know, I mean, it was good. It was a good 3 day bonding session, as you said, but it was a bit different from our bonding session to what theirs is. I think I can't even go into that story, so that's another time.
That's one that's under the carpet.
It's a bit different nowadays, and as I said, there wasn't phones and everything go back in our day, so which is a big, big plus.
Right, a win last night for Manchester City. 2-0 they beat Bournemouth. Have they got any chance of catching Chelsea, do you think?
Yeah, the table. You've got the squad. You look at the squad. It's all down to the squad for me. Like you said, I don't think we'll have our best 11 fit for the remaining games. And that's why, as I said, our squad's not strong enough to challenge for the Premiership. Top four, I'll take top four now. I think I've said that in the last few weeks. I'll grab your hands at top four. I think our priority is Champions League. But City, yeah, definitely got the squad to challenge, but it's all down to Chelsea. Chelsea have got to lose at least 2-3 games at least. And I can't see them doing that.
Have Chelsea been incredibly impressive for you, or have the rest of the teams let them run away with it?
Bit of both, but impressive for the fact the way they just turn the season around after we beat them. I think it was probably a wake-up call. I think they got to get themselves together and said, hang on, if we're going to do something in this season, we can't be getting a team like Liverpool beat us. And ever since we beat them, they've gone on an unbelievable, fabulous run. And I think a lot of teams might have been mistaken, thinking that Liverpool can go there, we'll go there and beat them. But I think they were a bit brainwashed. I think he's turned it right round. It's an incredible thing he's done. They look strong. They look every department. They look fantastic. So, yeah, I think the 5-6 points are far too far away from everyone else catching them.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off.
This is Radio City Talk.